Good morning. My name is Greg Pashinsky. I'm standing for the Green Party in the Bedford mayoral election.
Greg, I've asked you to meet me at a place in Bedford of your choice. So where have you chosen that reflects you?
Well, I'm at the Polish Catholic Church, which is where I go every Sunday. I've been attending it for, well, my entire life. I was baptised there.
So how long have you lived in Bedford?
Well, I was born here in 1988.
What's the worst job you've ever had?
Cleaning the drain out at the Dom Polski.
Which is the Polish club of Bedford?
Yes.
Which I imagine was rather a stinky job.
It was.
And what's the best job you've ever had?
Probably teaching guitar to pupils at St Thomas More.
Can you give us a bit of air guitar this morning, Greg?
Not on the radio, no.
So, Greg, how did you meet your partner?
Well, it's difficult to say how I met my partner, and I suppose even more difficult to say how I will meet my partner, but I'm open to offers.
Sum up Bedford in three words.
Could do better. That's no good. Town with potential.
So why would you make a great mayor?
I'm not one of the main three parties. I wouldn't be fighting on partisan grounds, even though I'm standing for the Green Party. I would be able to bring back some of what Frank Branston did for this town. Also, because I'm young. I've grown up with a different perspective to the other candidates. About time we had a change.
So if you could change one thing about Bedford, what would it be?
I would change Bedford's status as a commuter town. It seems that Bedford is just advertised as a town to live in, to work somewhere else. And I think it's about time that we started doing things more locally.
But how are you going to bring new jobs into the town? Surely people are moving out of the town or working out of the town because that's where the jobs are. Bedford doesn't have any to offer, does it?
That's right. At the moment, we have far too few jobs. And I think that's because in the past, we've been pandering to this commuter status. Building a new bypass will only compound that situation. We need to bring people into Bedford.
How are you going to do all this in the face of cuts?
The rates collected for business go to the government rather than to the council, so it would be no skin off our nose.
How are you going to attract the businesses in the first place?
We'll bring a new aesthetic to the town, a new attitude that's different to other surrounding towns. At the moment, we do lose business to Milton Keynes, to Northampton, and to London. To change that, we need to do something different, along a different line.
So what will you do?
Bedford's only got one place to go, and that's up.
Do you not know what you'd do?
That's a rather tough question. I'll be talking to the Chamber of Commerce next week. We've already put ideas forward to them, which they are very much in favour of. We think that we can provide an environment here that will be helpful to businesses.
When was the last time you went out for a night in Bedford, and where did you go to?
It was under pressure. I went to a nightclub a few weeks ago now. Saints and Sinners, not my scene. But, I didn't die.
So who do you admire?
I'd have to say I admire anyone who stands up for what they think is right in the face of difficulties and sometimes even threat to their own death. Those people always impress me.
Do you have any pets?
Yes, I have a cat and a dog.
And what are their names?
The cat is called Jack and the dog is called Jasper.
So when you're at home with Jack and Jasper, what's the most listened to track on your iPod?
Well, my iPod is yet to be purchased, but what's been in my CD player recently? I think it's actually been a CD of Polish folk.
Is Polish folk good to dance to?
Very good to dance to.
To check you're in touch with the common people, how much is the price of a pint of milk?
I haven't done any shopping for a while.
Oh, Greg, are you just too posh to go shopping?
No, I'm. It's just I'm living at home again and my mum tends to do it.
So, what are the key challenges for the next mayor of Bedford over the next 5 years?
Do progressive things on a tight budget. The main thing is to take us away from roads and to invest in alternative transport.
Greg, you have answered all my questions, but will you play the People Behind the Pledges quiz?
I will.
Full English or muesli?
Full English.
Scrap middle schools or keep the system the same?
I would keep the system the same.
Strictly or X Factor?
Do I have to pick?
Tikka masala or fish and chips?
Tikka masala.
Knock down or keep Bedford bus station?
Knock down.
Night at the cinema or night at the theatre?
Theatre.
Milton Keynes is better for shopping or Bedford?
Bedford will be better for shopping.
Save our civic theatre or put it to another use?
Definitely save it.
And are you a football or a rugby man?
I'm not big into sport, really.